DOJ charges 15 in $90 million Minnesota fraud schemes. Criminal charges have been filed against 15 accused fraudsters in Minnesota, involving more than $90 million in taxpayers' dollars, federal officials announced on May 21st at a news conference in Minneapolis. "This is the beginning of our work in Minnesota," Colin McDonald, Assistant Attorney General for the National Fraud Enforcement Division, said. McDonald took the helm of that newly formed Department of Justice division less than 2 months ago. He alleged that the suspects systematically pilfered 7 different government benefit programs, treating them as their personal piggy bank. Officials revealed the new charges shortly after a federal judge sentenced a convicted fraudster to nearly 42 years in prison. Prosecutors said Amy Bach, now 45, was the mastermind behind $242 million illegally taken from the Federal Child Nutrition Program. The organization that Bach headed, Feeding Our Future, operated the nation's largest COVID-19 pandemic fraud scheme, officials said. Bach and dozens of other suspects were charged beginning in 2022. That was 3 years before Minnesota's estimated $9 billion in government program fraud rose to national prominence and inspired President Donald Trump to launch a nationwide fraud enforcement effort. The latest accusations involve programs such as Autism Services and Minnesota's Housing Stabilization Services, which the state shut down because of fraud. In 2020, the housing assistance program was budgeted for $2.5 million annually. But by 2024, it ended up costing almost 50 times that much, over $104 million, because of fraud, McDonald said. The same trends exist for other Minnesota-run taxpayer-funded programs, he said, noting that the autism program cost taxpayers $600,000 just 6 years ago, but skyrocketed to over $400 million. McDonald attributed that exponential increase to fraud, not need for services. Calling the new prosecutions unprecedented, McDonald said they include the highest loss amount ever charged in a Medicaid case in Minnesota and the largest autism fraud scheme ever charged by the Department of Justice. The defendants' names and further details about the charges were not immediately available. The common theme throughout these cases is fraudsters exploiting vulnerable people and programs, McDonald said. The defendants used disabled people, like lottery tickets, to generate millions of dollars, McDonald said, adding that the ill-gotten gains were used to buy real estate, luxury vehicles, and expensive jewelry. He said the suspects were determined to reap money no matter what the cost to others. In one case, a client died after failing to receive care for which an alleged fraudster billed Medicaid, McDonald said. "We will not tolerate this greed and deceit," he said. In recent months, President Donald Trump's administration has focused on fraud, producing 450 fraud enforcement actions nationwide, he said. "The efforts are expanding," McDonald said, announcing that 15 additional prosecutors have been hired. "If you see something that seems too good to be true, tell us," he said, referring to anyone in Minnesota or the rest of the United States. McDonald noted that parents were being paid kickbacks to enroll their children in some of the programs. He urged citizens, "Speak out. Help us win the fight against fraud." And he warned fraudsters, "Eat, drink, and be merry today, because your days of frolicking and freedom are numbered." McDonald said he would claw back every dollar you have stolen from the American people. Also speaking at the news conference, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said the indirect costs of fraud are high too. "Fraud drives up healthcare costs for all Americans. It weakens public trust. It drains taxpayer resources and threatens the long-term stability of both Medicaid and Medicare," Kennedy said. "If we fail to confront the fraud aggressively, these programs will not survive for future generations in the form Americans rely upon them today." He commended Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance for carrying out the most aggressive anti-fraud effort in American history. Kennedy said fraud cases often take years, or even decades, to assemble, but in these cases, prosecutors and investigators worked with a precision and speed that is unprecedented in the history of law enforcement.